décembre.
L'enfant se posait alors une petite voix.
Je peux pas dire ça parce que je suis une actrice qui est très vilain chez les bourgeois.
Tu fais semblant d'être content, mais tu as manqué d'être content, mais tu as manqué.
Avec des grands yeux émerveillés.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Late Night, Low Fidelity, with or without Slater Stark.
Yo, yo.
We've got mysterious guests. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yo, yo, you already know it's the Young Diablo with the flow every day, every night. Shout out to my boy Garrett from Kansas. Peels
Let's
his peaches.
Go, Garrett.
Peach peeling Kansas, boy.
Garrison, stop.
We just go by Dennis. You know how we do it out here.
Spooky. Keep it simple.
We're still looking for somebody who has bars.
Already got one curse.
It's not first even five funny. Seconds of the show.
Yeah. We dropped our first curse already.
What?
Dennis the Menace curse. Kind of a host.
Can we curse in other languages?
We can do.
Yeah.
Alright.
Maricoñazo.
So, Henry, how many languages do you speak?
If you include English, I study 9. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting there.
Tell me happy birthday in all the languages you know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to say happy birthday in all of them. But I'll tell you the ones I do know. English is happy birthday. Spanish it's feliz cumpleaños. Portuguese is feliz cumpleaños. I'm pretty sure. French it's joyeux anniversaire. Italian. Not 100% sure. I know Chinese is 生日快乐. Yeah, I don't tell people happy birthday all that much in other languages. So,
are you happy with yourself now that you made
him do that?
That's
still pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think in Portuguese they say "Bom dia de nascimento," which just means "Good day of birth." That's what I'd say.
I have a question for both of you, actually. You know, I want you both to weigh in.
Fire away.
How tall should the wall be?
Should the what be?
The wall.
The wall?
Open-ended.
Maybe you should build bridges, not walls.
Oh. Fair.
Through music.
That's a damn good answer right there.
That's what we're looking for.
Build bridges through music and languages.
And love.
And love.
Of course.
Dennis weigh in.
I'm feeling like a 1,000-foot wall.
No!
Big-ass wall.
Dude, I'm feeling that would be dope. 1,000-foot wall.
Oh, no.
That would be dope, bro.
It's a loaded question.
You gotta make only, anime real.
Only 1,000-foot walls have actually made out of 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet on top
no
of each other.
No one's gonna want to go near it.
For this coming storm.
Have you ever seen Attack on Titan?
Yes.
Like, I'm talking about like those size walls. Okay. Like 10 times that size. Okay.
That's anime right there. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a bad wall. That's all you got.
Someone rap.
You want to rap right now?
Yeah.
I can spit it. I need a beat.
This is something.
Actually, nah, I tend to curse a lot when I rap.
You can curse. We're at that point in the night. Our listeners are getting groovy with us. They want to hear what's on our minds.
Dude, look up on SoundCloud. I mean, on Spotify. It's called Grindin'.
Grindin'? Oh. You know it's going to be hot.
By Anno Domini Beats.
You got this memorized?
No, that's the only beat I know.
But you still have it memorized.
Yeah.
This is a funky beat.
What is that?
I don't know.
That could be something.
I don't know if it's on YouTube.
Yo, wait, you guys want some open-ended that'll blow your mind?
Yeah.
My ninth grade music teacher defined music as organized silence.
Organized silence. I feel like it's deep, but I can't say I get it.
Yeah, but like, music isn't just the noise, it's the absence of noise sometimes.
That's very true.
The pauses.
But I feel like defining music as that is limiting it in a way. A tiny bit.
Yeah, but it's just another perspective.
It's true, and it's cool. It's a nice little saying.
I heard math was writing the same thing, but in different words. That's all math is.
You know the alphabet is... It wouldn't matter if it were in a different order. We could say Z, F, B, Q, and it wouldn't affect anything. It just, it's in an arbitrary order because no one knows why.
That's true. When was the alphabet set up?
Well, our alphabet, it was...
Long ago, bro.
Who was it? It was like somewhere on the Mediterranean, I want to say...
Far back of like the first English scripture.
It starts at the P.
Yeah, that's a while ago. I guess they must have had a reason. I can't say what.
Ours is currently the Roman alphabet, but the Roman alphabet is descended from something. I know our numbers were from, I think, I want to say the. Made by an Indian, or maybe Persian, something like that.
Joseph, we need it. If you want me to rap, you gotta drop something I can rap. I'm not gonna rap over this.
I wanna hear the song, though.
Dude, grind it.
He wants grinding. Get him some grinding.
I don't know how to pull up Spotify, bro.
It's right there.
It's up, bro. What kind of a host are you, bro?
I'm talking about on the board.
Who's mans?
Dude, I haven't heard anyone say that.
No, that's a throwback.
Whose mans is this? You know, Philly, they say drawling a lot.
Drawling?
Yeah, drawling. Yeah. Like how we say bugging.
Yeah.
But like, you drawing, bro.
I like that.
Weird.
They say John.
Grinding. It is spelled with that apostrophe. It's by Anno Domini Beats.
Nobody knows how to spell that.
Oh, A-N-N-O.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Swerve.
Right there. I don't have
a you can plug your phone into the aux.
Oh, right. Here we go.
Is it? Let's see if we feel a little something. Let's see if we get inspired.
Bah, bah, bah.
Ooh. Oh, what's that?
Alright, I guess I'll try and start us off. Throw me a topic.
Uh, midterms.
Yo, gotta learn for the midterm. This money I gotta earn. You yearn for me, I yearn for you. You wake up in the morning, you smoke the doo-doo with my crew. We wake up in a zoo cause we're animals. Next thing you know, I eat you cause I'm cannibal. Yeah, I spit these bars from straight from Mars. I drive fancy cars cause my name is Lars. Walk off in the stars. It's a little something.
Damn.
Young Diablo, see what you got.
Yo, about a rap, oh snap. Watch that, listen to the beat, boom, clap. Ooh. You never know, I come from the back. When I'm playing basketball, backdoor alley-oop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I hoop. You know, get the scoop, ice cream. Ooh. Make
all
me scream.
Wanna poop.
That's my dream. Make this cream.
Dennis, you wanna spit?
Dude, I can't spit like you, bro. I don't know.
Dude, do your own thing. Maybe we just make spoken word poetry. Whatever you come to you. Yeah.
All right. I'm over to the beat topic again.
Got you.
Boom. Boom.
About to take your test. About to do my freaking best. Oh, in calculus, I'm taking straight L's. But it's all right though. About to be an engineer anyway though.
Woo.
Let's get it. My teacher's kind of whack, but it doesn't matter. Cause I still go on Khan Academy and learn my stuff anyway, but I get a D on the test.
D for dead ass.
For Dennis. Yeah. Oh my god.
Dead ass Dennis on the beat, yo.
Dead ass is a New York slang word.
Joseph, would you like to try and spit something?
No.
Joseph's not ready for it.
This is a tight beat, though.
This is tight. This is tight as hell.
Let the beat rock.
Let me hit the jewel.
Joseph, the jewel is out of liquids this early in the show.
Don't play.
I'm not even playing.
Yo, Young Diablo, you already know. The only L I take is your lady. I do this every day. It's very crazy. You know, I get crazy.
Let's get it.
Yo, come from the street. Ball like Pistol Pete. You won't look at my feet, ain't no meet and greet. Yo, I go to the room, ain't no bride, ain't no groom. Drive off like zoom zoom. Hit him with the boom.
Boom!
Now you're gonna loom, walk real sad. Walk off with your daughter, ain't even her dad.
Oh!
Yeah, you have your bars with you, though, right?
I don't. Tell them the lessons you've learned on Loft Lehigh. What did you learn in Loft Lehigh? Speak to the people real quick on that.
Okay. What I learned on Loft Lehigh. Oh, I don't know if I can really say this.
Say it in different words. Read the rephrase. Rephrase yourself.
You want a background song?
Well, first of all, you either dom or you get dom.
That's the first lesson.
What?
And the other thing is, Schmuck Lehigh, they're the scum of the earth. Lehigh is the cause of all the problems on the earth.
It's the biggest understatement of the century.
Like, you think the Illuminati's bad? It's Lehigh. Chemtrails, Illuminati. 311, Illuminati. I'm sorry, Lehigh.
Like, what?
Lehigh caused deforestation.
They did it all.
Global warming.
The Amazon.
Trump's election.
The Lehigh. Amazon doesn't exist anymore because Brexit. Of Lehigh.
Holy.
The Cubs winning the World Series?
Lehigh.
Why?
The only thing that matters in the world.
Say it. Just say it straight up.
Is righteous booty. The only thing that sucks is STDs. So get more drunk and either dom or get dom.
That's modus ponens.
That's my new fantasy.
That's my new Tinder bio. Dumb or get dumb.
Seriously. Everything is out here. Domming or getting straight dommed.
How do you get dommed? I don't understand that.
Explain it.
The way you get dommed is by not domming.
Oh, snap. So you get dommed by life?
Yeah.
For sure. Snap.
Next year, we're going to dom Lehigh.
Straight up.
Straight up.
I dom every single person in Lehigh.
We dumb, bro.
We dumb. Joseph, what are we listening to right now?
More.
Listen, Mirror Marvel.
Yo, play that J. Paul song.
Oh, play that J. Paul song.
BTSTU something.
BSTU?
Something. It's like busts, but like scrambled maybe.
I think it's BSTU.
BTSTU.
Oh, BT.
TB, tuberculosis. STDs. Tuberculosis is now an STD according to J. Paul.
He knows his facts.
Dr. J. Paul.
This is that fire. This is the guest choice tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This changes mindsets. This builds bridges.
I feel like you can't listen to this song without closing your eyes and reaching ecstasy.
You got it. It forces you into nirvana.
Type of music that you're sitting in a dorm room and you're just connecting with people.
Yes. Joseph, you look deep in thought.
I have a feeling that drunk people like really familiar music because it's the only thing that keeps them like grounded to reality because they're about to black out at any second.
Yeah, every party I go to I hear that like, you know, I want to drink all night longer. Very sad. Yeah.
Turn down for what? If you don't hear turn down for what and yell turn down for what at least once a night, you are gonna black out. Keys.
Instrumental after this. We got more bars than each of these.
Okay.
Yeah, you can drop a knowledge. This is the first show where we free freeballing music.
I can't rap for shit.
You can tell them to call in.
Numbers 610-330-5316. 610-330-5316.
Call in if you're looking for a fight.
AKA Garrett. Surround yourself with people that stimulate mental growth.
That was awesome advice, dude.
I think I can spit over this. Yeah, throw me another topic. Yeah, throw me something. Spit something.
Girls.
Oh.
Yo.
Maybe start.
Yo. Something you gotta confess to the girl in the dress. Don't drive a Hess, but I could give you less, but maybe more. Never call you a whore. That girl I adore. Never be a snore. Wake up, walk to the park. Getting a call cause it's slate stark after dark. Damn. Oh. Switch it up on me a little bit. You look at me like you want to kill me right now. You give me a death stare. I gotta pick this up. Dennis, take over. Tell them what they need to hear real quick. What's the most important thing in life?
Be your authentic self, no matter what.
Damn straight.
Shit. Wear comfortable clothing. Prioritize yourself.
Truth.
The more happier you are in life, the more of a radiant force you'll be to those in your life.
That's some real shit right there.
Another open-ended question for both of you. Have you ever fallen in love? And follow-up question, is love real?
I have not fallen in love.
I'll take over, Henry. I got this. All right. I have indeed fallen in love.
Woo!
But it's been a hard transition just because, like, I don't know if I can say I have fallen in love, actually. I feel like it felt like it for a little bit. But then, you know, life happens. You move to college, you feel me? And just things grow distant, you know, people, you meet new people. But you always have that place in your heart for somebody. You feel me? And is love real? Yeah. Oh my god. You might have to cut me off. I'm gonna go on for a little bit. Hold on. Alright, this is what love is, alright? Open your notebooks, take out a pen. This is what love is right here. Alright. Love is one's involuntary response to virtue. Alright. I'm gonna let the beat rock out real quick so that sinks in. One more time. Love is one's involuntary response to virtue. This is sage advice right here. Just in case your parents never taught you, Dennis is teaching you right now. Alright. So what I mean by this is, say you have someone in your life to spend time with, and this person exhibits virtuous qualities. So I don't know. Let me look up some examples of virtue. Hold up. Okay. We got ethical. We got pure, kind.
Pure.
Yeah. Just a good person in general. You know what I mean? Something you value in somebody. Maybe sense of humor. I don't know if that's virtue, but. No matter, it doesn't. You can't stop yourself from loving someone. I noticed, like, it just happens. You know what I mean?
I think love is supposed to make you a better person. If you don't grow as a person by being in love, then it's not love. You need to become a better person. You know, it's a selfless thing. It's a wholesome, a genuine thing.
If you find yourself in a static place, you know it's not right.
Yeah, you never want to be the same person you were yesterday, because that means you're not improving, you're not striving. And that sounds like something you say at a job or at a gym, but that goes with relationships too, because if you stay stagnant, then you get tired. And when you get tired, then things just stop working out.
You're complacent.
We're giving you knowledge, and we're giving you knowledge.
More wisdom than words.
Dude, I'll spit some wisdom for you. Spit some wisdom, ask me the right questions.
Do you realize though, if any one of us were born in like the year 300, we would all be killed for being heretics, for being free thinkers?
Dude, that scares me, man.
True.
Imagine if I was born like that. Oh, die.
Yeah, and that's not even that long ago, really. Look at the grand scheme.
Not at all.
Would they really kill us? That's what they do?
Depends where.
Yeah.
Depends who you got angry.
Yeah, man. I got a question for you guys. What do you think of Loft so far? It's like your freshman year? Yeah.
Another question I could go on for hours about. In what regard? Like, what aspect of it?
But do you find it's like fulfilling? Is this the college? Is this college experience one that you're happy with?
I'm thriving.
It's definitely more fulfilling than Harlow, New York City.
Yeah,
which is where my abode is. I thoroughly enjoy the people I've met here. You and Joe, including, and Henry, of course, bro god.
Young Diablo.
Shout out to Garrett one more time. Yeah, I feel like I definitely have a purpose here being here, you know, learning from you guys, just building connections, like growing my mind. Engineering, you know, it's always a hassle, but I want to be an engineer, so I'm going to grind it out. Yeah, one thing I don't like about the school, I mean, I don't know if it's just because it's a liberal arts college in general, but it is very cliquey.
That it is.
Everyone nods whenever I say that, so I'm assuming it's very true.
Because it's such a small school, too.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, in that respect, like, I don't really gel with the school like that. I'm not a cliquey person at all. I like to, like, associate with different people.
I don't think that's because anyone has anything against other groups of people, but I think like attracts like. So people who are, or at least dress like more preppy and you know, tend to flock to that type of crowd. Yeah. And I've heard some people say international students just bond with international students over their international experience. And that happens everywhere, I'd say, to an extent.
Yeah, people tend to associate themselves with people that are similar to themselves.
Yeah, they can relate to them more.
I think that's where I fall in, like, a little bit of a rut, just because, like, I don't really look like anyone in this school.
But in a really good way. You are one of the best dressed people in the school for
five. Not even, like, dressed, like.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel like where I come from, like, dressing the way I do is, like, nothing. You know what I mean? It's just regular stuff, but... Just, I feel like intellectually wise as well. Like
you stick out more than you're used to?
Nah, I'm always used to sticking out. But I don't know. I feel like I have this such a unique persona. Like, I'm Dominican, like ethnicity or nationality wise. Like, I don't look Dominican, you know what I mean? Like, I went to Wawa the other day and she was like, you look kind of Arabic. And I was like, lit.
Lit.
But yeah, I don't know.
But do you like sticking out a little bit and not like I
don't notice it. I mean, I can't like, I never really see myself. So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I saw a lot of the campus that kind of like dresses in the same way, talks in a similar way. Not everybody, but there is like a good group of people here that kind of like are very similar. And I always, you know, I think the people that stick out are kind of like dressing their own way, talking their own way, are the most interesting people that I kind of like try and associate with the most.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how my voice sounds to you guys, but like, to me, it's like just regular talking. You know?
Yeah.
And I kind of have like this urban ghetto accent, like, especially when I get like riled up and excited. Huh.
You just get loud and you go, I'm dead.
Yo, dead ass. yeah. It's a weird dynamic for me to be here, but at the same time, I appreciate it. You know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be alive.
Yeah.
I miss my family too. This is the first time I've ever been away from New York City.
Yeah, me too, man. It was a big transition, for real. Yeah. What about you, Henry?
I really like it. I come from a very rural, very like monolingual area, and because I like foreign languages, even though Lafayette is mostly white, I still get more of an opportunity to you know, broaden my horizons linguistically, culturally, you know, personally than I would on my farm town in rural Pennsylvania. And I really appreciate it. And everyone here is intellectually motivated, whether they like engineering or they like neuroscience or English. And I appreciate that environment, that everyone is trying to be the best them. And like, if you don't try to be the best you in this environment, you won't succeed. Like, I hate to say it, but you'll eventually get weeded out at some point.
Yeah.
And it maintains this environment of savviness and personal growth. And yeah, I just like to surround myself with like-minded, ambitious people. And I've had that opportunity here, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Awesome words.
I have the best words. I'm kidding. No, I don't want to.
Can we pause for a sec for a word from our sponsors?
On the African savannah, that saw a pride of lions and just put in Google fluffy socks. And people could say, I mean, I'm not joking. And they're always like, but we have pinball machines and let people drink beer at lunch. And we have movies about the interns. We're liberal, liberal.
You should lower the music a tiny bit.
Nothing liberal about it. There it is. You guys print me that article, please. Don't trust humans. Wear fluffy socks. Wisdom from Google X. Complete. Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Cheryl Sandberg.
I could really eat some hummus right now.
Some hummus and chips? That would be dope.
No, like, I don't even need chips. Just one hummus time, by I just had, like, a little, like, $2, like, little hand-sized thing of hummus, and I just had the hummus.
The hummus is tight as shit. Yeah, it goes with almost everything, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mediterranean food is prime.
Yeah, man, for real. It's like when you get a bit of your bed, though, yeah.
Are we done with the sponsors? Mm-hmm. Dude, we're sponsored by... Are we allowed to talk about our sponsors?
Yeah.
Are we sponsored by Alex Jones?
We're sponsored by Alex Jones.
Dude, what? Yeah, man. Dude, Alex Jones? Oh, God.
He does help out when you need something to add to the mix. So, in that way, we're sponsored.
Dude, Alex Jones is one of our favorite people, man. Oh, my God.
I know, he's hilarious. Like,
dude.
Pardon my ignorance, but who's Alex Jones?
He's this, I don't know, I don't want to mischaracterize him, but he's like this political commentator.
Wait, did you go here?
Who's get the front?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Love him, though.
He's like very outlandish, though. He's very out there.
Yeah.
And people make fun of him a lot for like preaching about conspiracy theories. But, I don't know.
Do we have to do those, like, things, like, to get food thermometers? Those
no, we actually only did that on the first show, and then we stopped doing it.
Oh, snap.
I think we should be. We don't, though. We just don't do it. Alex Jones is our sponsor now.
Okay. We've Thank you, that. Alex.
Dude, yeah. No Shouts way. Out. So you guys, he contacted this school?
No. Not at all.
He's not actually.
I was about to say, what?
You can't take anything I say seriously.
That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
These guys just crazy.
But we just warn people about the dangers of globalism, so in that way we're doing
Yeah.
Dude, no one else has ever talked about that in the school that I'm, like, because I think about that, like, you know what I mean?
But, do you think this world is doomed because we look at everything in short-term perspectives?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, you try to fix the problem at hand, you try to, you know, just cover up the wound, but...
People don't want us... Yeah. People don't want to... Work hard, people don't want to suffer. It's like, well, what if you gave 10 crappy years instead of, like, immediately making things better? And then in 30 years, your kids will actually be able to go to college, like, debt-free.
You have to take the bullet out of the abdomen before you can sew the abdomen shut.
Yeah, but people would rather just leave the bullet in there.
What was the bullet?
Sew that crap and freaking get the hell out of there. Ah!
That's the sound I made when I saw the supermoon.
Yeah.
Supermoon was dope. And we had Joe Madden and a hot air balloon this past week. There's been lots of stuff.
Go Cubs go. Go Cubs go. I don't remember the rest of the words.
Do you think one day humans will colonize on the moon and then celebrate super Earths?
Yes.
Is that a prediction or is that a guess?
Dude, imagine if we like perfect teleportation.
It's going to happen. Teleportation technology would improve my life by many degrees.
I can't wait for like the next big invention, like how there was electricity and then how there was like
virtual reality.
Yeah.
Well, electricity wasn't an invention, we just discovered it. Mm. Imagine there's like another force out there we haven't discovered.
Yes.
What, you guys watch Naruto?
Yeah, fuck Naruto.
Naruto.
Imagine like people start developing like Sharingans.
That'd be crazy.
Dude, that'd be crazy, dude.
I'm the only one who doesn't watch Naruto.
Sharingan is like an eye that
I don't watch Naruto.
Your perception.
Naruto is lit. You guys should both watch Naruto.
I have better animes to be watching.
Naruto changed my life. It developed me into the person I am today.
Did you watch all of it, like through Shippuden?
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's crazy how powerful they got, man.
Yeah, man.
It's ridiculous.
That war and shit.
Have you seen, like, the last fight between Naruto and Sasuke?
No, I'm not, like, all the way caught up at all.
Dennis, can you elaborate on your plan to become a level 8 human being?
Oh, my God.
We gotta hear it. What's the plan?
It's a psychological personal growth step thing.
This is like a personal goal of mine. I don't know if I want to follow through. Anyway. So you guys ever hear the Clear Grave like maturity model?
No, no one's heard of it. That's why I'm asking you to explain it.
Oh, some people have, you never know. Anyway.
I know, I'm just messing.
So there's like these levels of maturity that every person can go through. This is how like our psychological brain works. So it goes from 1 to 8, and 1 is like the most, like the lowest level of consciousness, and like 8 is like peak consciousness. It's almost like enlightenment toward type maturity.
But like most people only get to like a 5.
Dude, most people, you can stay at like a 3 for your whole life. But the rule is that you have to go through all of them in order to get to 8. You can't skip. So, man, I wish I had this pulled up. I don't know if it's level 3 or level 4, but that's like the level where American society is, where it's like very capitalist, very, you know, go get the money, get the social status, get the
kind
life.
Of individualistic, egoistic.
Yeah.
And not that the parts of that are bad things. Sometimes you need to focus on yourself first, but you know,
too much of a good thing can
be one's downfall.
Well, that's also related to Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of
even balance, even keel, peel the peaches here.
And a step above the American society, I think it's called Level Blue. That's like, I guess, hippie level, where you get to you start caring about everyone else instead of your own self.
The downfall of that can be self-deprivation.
I think that's where socialism comes from.
Mm. Socialism is and communism are well-intentioned, but my religion teacher said the only place it can work out is in like a monastery, because those people like take vows of poverty, so they're okay with getting less. Yeah.
That would never work in America.
No, it's just, you know, when you factor in greed and...
It will if there's mushrooms there for me. What do you want from me?
Dude, look at level 8. This is what I strive to attain. I'm gonna read you what it says. So it's called the turquoise level, and it stands for like being holistic. This is the description. It says, sees a world in danger of geopolitical collapse systems, strives to eliminate war, poverty, disease, hunger, and political oppression, recognizes the potential need to sacrifice self and others as may be required for the overall survival of life, thinks and acts globally. What? That's peak maturity.
This is like a 26-minute mixtape. Like the first part
is
like so good.
You just throw people in the mixtape out here. Dude, that is a mighty aux chord.
Yeah, it is.
If you need to take the case out.
If you want to pop out for a smoke, let us know when we can pause something.
Still got engineering homework to do tonight. We're just lit.
There's lots of homework. There's only one radio show.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Oh, snap.
This takes me back to my early days of self-exploration.
You want to take the wheel for a second? For the next couple minutes, it's Henry's show.
These vibes, man.
Mysterious guests.
Yeah, we got Manson in the house.
Yeah, we're on air. Fuck yeah. What about this ride?
Manson,
let's talk about this ride. I don't know about you, but I was pumped. I had a great weekend. All right, Slater, how was yours?
Talk to us.
What? Man, fuck Leon, dude. That's why. Hell yeah. Dude.
You dumb?
Oh. You know we dumb. You know. This is Jai Ball. He's throwing some straight truth on you right now.
This is a mixtape on my phone, bro.
Never mind.
I'm gonna.
This is a mixtape.
The J Paul's really good too.
Whatever is the J Paul, whatever. He's like, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, if you want to cut this at any point, that's cool.
Thomas, come in here and say a word, bro.
Yeah.
Say hi to your fans, your audience.
Listening happens in the ear and in the brain. I mean, some organisms have external hairs that vibrate to indicate auditory stimulation, but unfortunately,
some of them don't. Yeah, we're still on air.
Listen up, people. It's all a game. It's all a game. We all know it. It's all a game.
It's all like a part.
It's all a part of the master plan, all right?
My name is Spit the Truth. What's up, bud? What's up? I don't really know. Where do the records come from? Colin, if you know.
People send them in.
Joseph knows.
Do you think God stays in heaven because he too fears what he's created?
Maybe the universe is heaven.
Left hook. No. Sucker punch of knowledge right there. I'll just sit here and
post. Yeah.
I'm a little deep, but you're in. Had some white tea tonight for dinner. It was delicious.
It's Joseph's birthday. Talk about that.
It's no longer your birthday, is it?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, Dan, the man, yeah. The chauffeur, man.
Hey, your first seven
talk, to, talk about the chauffeur.
I'm talking man. About the chauffeur.
Talking to
man.
The money. Dude,
there's nothing
how,
more.
This is how I'm
there's
went.
Nothing more chauffeur about Dan than him smoking a cigar on the ride home. That's the most chauffeur shit I've seen.
Yeah.
Chauffeur shit.
All black.
All black.
Cigar.
All black.
It was a decent
car's
cigar.
Owner in the backseat. That's some chauffeur shit right there.
Ba 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 ba.
You got bars?
Spit
some bars. Spit a bar.
Put on
a
rack city instrumental.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Let's get some Rack City shit.
Oh, Rack City? Rack City? Oh, Rack City, bitch. I don't remember the rest of the movies. Give me a sec.
10, 20s
on your titties, bitch. Rack City, bitch.
We're not allowed to swear. We're not allowed to swear. Let's say.
The world has to know, man.
Let Joe enjoy it.
This is kind of a hobby right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is something.
Wait, yo, play. Look up the instrumental for Diablo by Mac Miller.
I love that so song. Macho with a drop.
Macho
Vasquez raised up as me and Pete Pablo. Hotter than Gazpacho. Hotter than the mono. Rockin' head chances, rockin' shows like I was Bono. I go.
Play a couple peas on the piano.
The industry a lie, all the promises were hollow. Follow me, show me the
Mac Miller.
I said peas on the piano instead of keys on the piano.
You remember your Mac Miller.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it. Mac Miller's a cool dude.
Ooh, yo. Yo, my uncle hates Mac Miller because he was a Pittsburgh cop. And all Mac Miller did was just smoke weed in the city of Pittsburgh. And my uncle spent years of his life trying to catch him and never did.
He's probably on tour.
The search is still on.
Same with Wiz Khalifa. Oh.
Start us off, bro.
Okay.
Should be a little louder, Joseph.
Yo, I saw Joseph eating some milk duds, you know, in the studio. Me and all my buds, you know. When we get started, we don't stop. We get it going. Snap, crackle, pop. Eat my Rice Krispies. Eat my cereal. You know, I eat, get my stomach full. Yeah.
Yo. Yo. All right. Yo. Driving in the fast lane, these rhymes insane. Going in one ear, yo, then they leave your brain. Open it like a crane, that's what I'm saying. Will walked in the room with his hat on his head, eyes looking dead like his head was about to shed. Don't wanna be dead like Zed. Yo, one ear pierced but not the other.
Cause I ain't.
Cause he ain't your motherfucking brother.
Oh.
That's all I got. Dennis, you want to spit some shit?
Give me a topic.
Give me a topic. The struggle.
The struggle.
The struggle.
The struggle. The struggle. Bro. Harry Potter looking like a muggle.
Ah.
Oh, snap. Ah.
Damn. Ah. It's mystical.
Sophomores. 14 meal plan. That's a struggle.
Damn. Oh my gosh. He's really spitting truth.
Bro.
Oh, this is a brutal truth.
These people bugging. Trying to get my luncheon. After class. After that, I get ass.
Oh!
Shout out to the girls that
smash.
Are down to smash. Call me Clash. A Clans. That app is whack. Never play that shit. I'm gonna respect you if you do. Anyway, let's get it. Another topic.
Another topic? That guala, that money.
That money. Who got it? Not me.
Woo!
Fighting for it like Muhammad Ali.
Ah! Woo!
But it's alright. Got no money. But I'm still tight, boy. Gotta keep my mind right. Getting on the grind. Trying to find the time to spit these bars. Like it's an art. No class. Still get some mass though, right? After class.
Ah!
Yo, Dennis brought a girl's scarf with him today. Yo.
Damn.
Oh yeah, it just smells nice.
He's right.
Yo.
Tom's in the house. Tom's in the house, people. Hey, Tom. Say something to the people real quick.
Say something to the people.
Say something. Talk to him, Tom. Right in here.
You said you weren't gonna talk.
Tom looks afraid of the mic.
Confess your deep. Confess your deepest secret.
Bro, do you even Dom?
Confess your deepest secret.
Your deepest secret. Say it right now.
Imagine the mic is confession with the Pope. Don't lie. Pope's a good guy. He just wants to help you.
Dude, you got him.
Tom, just tell him one tip. Give the people a tip. A life.
Promise.
The Pope's listening.
Stay noited.
Dude, my life has changed.
Eat beef every day.
More chairs, please. Extra tuna, please.
Every time.
Not a fucking juice, man.
I respect a man who can wear pink pants.
Not a juice, not a
charge. Do you know the song, I Beat My Meat?
Yes.
Oh, God, no. That would totally ruin all the vibes that we've set up tonight. That would just... everything would implode.
So you gotta rap more.
You want me to rap over this?
Dude, yeah. Songs,
yeah.
Yo, this is unrelated, but I heard that the high five was invented in the 1970s.
What did people do before that? The hug?
I don't know. I don't know. It was the first time.
Yeah, that's what it should be. The high five is not as good as a dap. I always like, if I see someone and they give me a five, I'm like, that's cool. But if someone like real daps me up, I'm like, yo, it's good to see you, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
I've never heard that term used before until I came to this
room. Yeah, bro.
It's like, we're doing like low 5 minutes.
That low fidelity.
Oh, yeah.
I could go for some Quasi. Or throw a Quasimodo instrumental. And we'll spit like Quasi. Quasimodo was like Mad Libs alter ego or something like that.
Did you guys hear about Kanye West, his concert?
Kanye West is in a psychiatric ward.
Yeah,
now.
Yo, he got admitted into the hospital. He played three songs in Sacramento, went on a 15-minute rant, and then left. And now he's in the hospital. He canceled the rest of his tour, and he's in the hospital because of extreme sleep deprivation.
Ah, listen up, people. It's all part of the plan. The game. The game being played. I'm talking Trump. I'm talking Kanye. I'm talking Illuminati. It's all part of the game.
You heard it.
You know who's behind the Illuminati.
You heard it here first.
Lehi! We're the scum of the earth!
Man, don't even start on that shit.
This is fire, right?
Yeah, this ain't
no stopping this. I roll through like with someone to come, so niggas better be alert when I insert. You better.
Self-destruction, sucking,
negativity like a human suction.
Quasimodo bring the eruption. So what's up when we release the verbal dumping?
Y'all talking loud, plus y'all saying nothing.
Oh, y'all wild now.
They're trying to wild out like David Ruffin.
Oh,
them some niggas let the money control the soul and flip their goals, ended up in holes.
Some niggas is using this art form like jazz music. It don't matter to some rappers. They just wanna make the money, planet clock figures. We trying to climb ladders. You talking about pulling triggers? Talking about your life, no matter here.
When we roll through, see the Quasimodo auxiliary. Lord Quas, father of invention, you mentioned we.
The beat conductor.
It's your like high consciousness. Niggas feeling envy. When they be watching us.
So what the deal is, dude? Think you got a little confused. This.
Mr. Tweedle, you are a very sick man. You have a serious case of thrombosis. Now, I would suggest complete relaxation at some quiet, remote hideaway. Because if you do not get away from these noisy horns, your entire nervous system will shatter. You will just blow up.
Yo, throw me a topic, Tom.
War.
War.
Trump. Everyone's talking about war.
Yo, that bone you just tore in the middle of the war. In the sky I saw that look you must have bore. I don't tell a lie. Touch the inner thigh, that's my guy. Next thing you know, I'ma spit these real raps. Like Warren Sapps, I give these girls daps while they do laps.
Tap the girls, touch the guys.
What? Like,
yo, we only spit truth.
Tuna on the side, on that skateboard I glide.
We are here, whatever. You
can't.
You bike a skateboard.
I can't skateboard. I bike.
I see you biking.
Yeah.
You bike a lot.
It's the most convenient thing to have. It's more convenient than a car.
I've seen you biking. I see you bike like three times a week, but I've never seen you pedal
two
the bike.
Bikes this year.
Pedal up the
gliding.
Hill.
Up the big hill?
Yeah.
Once I get to the top, that's it. Like, I can't go any further. I'm like, done. That's like all my energy going into that.
I've seen you ride your bike, but I've...
Because I like to pick up a whole lot of momentum.
Yeah. Yeah, you just
shoot.
Go downhill.
Yeah, I crashed the bike I had at the beginning of the year. I have a new bike now.
Yo.
Yeah.
How explicit.
Limited, explicit.
I guess.
No one,
like,
We're supposed to bleep the curses, but at this point we've dived in.
We've gone too deep.
Would you rather slide a glass rod thermometer up your dick hole? Smash it in a door. Slam your dick in the door with the glass rod up your dick hole. Or put metal toothpicks under all your toenails and then kick a wall.
Second one.
Yeah.
Neither. Never.
You wouldn't have a dick anymore. That'd be it.
Oh my gosh.
Why'd you have to go like this?
But yeah, what kind of.
Yeah, and every time you pee, it'll burn.
You don't even have a mic. They didn't even hear the question.
We're done. Yeah, you can just hop on one foot for a while.
Hey guys, when are we gonna
be Leon? That's the question. When are we being Leon?
Leon,
when are we playing with basketball?
I think we're gonna have Rojo walk on as a player.
Yo, rap about philosophy class. Talk about philosophy class. Joe's a philosopher.
Oh my gosh.
No way.
Philosophy is my biatch.
The Republic.
Plato didn't know anything.
Plato?
And neither did Descartes.
Descartes did
Chalmers
some cool stuff.
Chalmers is pretty cool.
Je pense donc je suis.
Je pense.
Panpsychism is the answer.
What do you think about Aristotle?
Aristotle's okay, but I still don't really love him.
Who do you love?
Epictetus.
What?
And.
Epictetus?
Yeah. And esoteric philosophy.
What are those? Could you elaborate?
Just don't mess with stuff and just let it go.
Dude, what do you think about Eastern philosophy?
It's dank.
Joseph, you're giving some really smart answers today.
Have you read the Tibetan Book of the Dead?
What?
The Tibetan Book of the Dead.
No, but I should.
You need to. And also watch the movie Enter the Void.
Oh, I have seen that.
I've heard about that. It's supposed to be crazy.
Yeah, if I start a radio show, I'm going to call it Enter the Void with Young Diablo.
That'd be good. And to our audience, if you ever find hallucinogenics in your parents' bedroom, do them all.
What?
I can do it.
Is that what the show is about? Misguiding the youth?
It's nothing about misguiding.
It's about self-growth.
Eric Andre said the same thing about cocaine, so I think I'm doing a little better.
Cocaine?
No. There's no cocaine. We don't have any. There's none of that.
That's what the bitch in high school used to say.
Well, Slater, you're going to rap it with the next beat. Ready?
You want me to rap again, dude? Alright. You want to rap with this? I need another topic.
Finding yourself.
Finding yourself and
fashion.
Yo,
express yourself through fashion.
Oh my god.
From the capital city of the United States of America.
Finding yourself in fashion.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
Dude, rap about makeup.
Yo,
that's what it's about.
Yo, find yourself in fashion. This wealth I be passing. Makeup on your face make you look like a disgrace. Can't keep up with my pace. Love all the different race. Capital Steez, more like Capital Stace. I hit you with the mace. Gonna have you crying. Homeboy said he was lying. Yo, in the stars I be flying. Ain't no plane, but these rhymes insane. Smoking on the grain, cause I'm just saying. Ain't never been playing. Gonna go Super Saiyan on a girl. Make me hurl, make you burl. Next thing you know,
out this world.
Damn, take it you away, young Diablo. You these know, rhymes gonna grow.
With the fashion, you gotta let it in. Let your inner self be expressed. No matter your wealth, let your pants make you wanna dance.
Damn.
Throw your hair out. Do what you want. That's how we do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dennis.
Oh, fashion. I be matching, I lied, I never do, cause I do me, B. All I do is wear skinny jeans.
Dead
all
ass.
This good work. Cause I'm a wizard with these money. I'm a wizard with the fame. I'm a wizard with the fashion. Stay out of my lane when I'm wearing my fresh J's.
Damn! Ho ho ho! Ow!
Click clack, snap!
Like a paddy whack doing crack. We're all black just to make it touch the sack. You're going with the more experimental beats now. We just did our knowledge. We went through a knowledge phase already tonight.
How different would the world be if horned instruments never like exist, like brass instruments?
Yes. You don't know Jay Dilla? Joseph, why are you hosting the show? Why are you hosting the show?
Because I'm hosting the show.
Who's carrying the show right now, me or you? I'm the host of the show. This is my show.
Let's chill out, and I'm going to give everyone your daily reminder to create something new every day. Whether it's a physical object, whether it's a noise. Whatever it is, create something new.
One of the two.
This is popular beat maker in Brazil. His name is Papachinho, and that means small potato.
Hashtag small potato. Spread the word.
These Brazilians, like, they're small potatoes. Making their music.
play like one Young Thug song and then we'll end it.
About time. Or we can end with Legal Hustlers.
Oh my god.
We gotta get ignorant. And the last song was always
end
ignorant.
End with Legal Hustlers by the Burning Spear.
Oh snap, yo. I know the Italian remix of this song.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark.
Partori
merito. Qua sotto mi sembra un po' Porto Rico. Mi porto porto ad armi come amico. Così più nessuno mi dice di no. Fa culo De Niro, io voglio il dinero. Mi dici ti vivi ma io non ti credo. Sotto la piazza non abbiamo credo. Fra viva la razza come di Guerrero. E mi sa che ho talento da vendere. Come la droga sotto da me. Dai sette palazzi ai sette re. Quartieri spagnoli, andale, andale. Il mio nome è nella zona tua. Respiti come dentro i pullman. Tu sei Fabrizio Corona, io c'ho la corona. Sono le mora che ti cula. E sono il P.I.P. B.I.G. Per estate you call me D.N.G. Ti giuro che i cugini miei non fanno i G. Ma ti fottono la vita se poi li spingi. Di notte THC, di mattina mi vinci. Se vuoi capirci invece di parlare, fra vieni qua sotto e poi vivici. Ezzodo, secondi Giano regna. Supera un milione di più. E non è grazie a Gomorra. Se tu sbagli mai io di più. E mo so cazzi, andiamo a comandare come fai.